This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Yes, sir. It's hour 3, G-Bag Nation, 105.3. The Fan. Time now for a C-Note. Cowboys news of the evening. I got a question for you. How many teams open up your NFC standings, either in a newspaper, maybe digitally, or in your head? And you tell me, how many teams in the NFC are better than the Cowboys right now? If they met up in a January clash, who would come out on top? How many teams better than the Cowboys? The FrankelFirm.com text line is open for you at 877-881-1053. Also have a number of news items. What's the best group in this defense? What free agents are remaining the Cowboys could sign? Have a couple of mock drafts that are out there as well. Maybe we'll ask our draft experts which one of these they like the best. Gentlemen, I do think we start in this division. You have at least one. I don't think you have any more than that, but I do expect the Eagles to figure out a way to be better next year.
Yep.
Yeah, right now I think their roster's better. I mean, I get it. You can look at like a Devin White addition and say like, maybe he's not as good as we used to think he was, but it's still an upgrade for them. I didn't think they had any good linebackers, so they've gotten better, and the Cowboys have just kind of lost talent and not done anything to make up for it.
Yeah, they made some nice moves there in Philadelphia. You have to tip your hat to Howie Roseman. In the North, the Lions and Packers.
Agreed.
Both better.
You pick up two more. I don't know if there's a team in the South.
The 49ers. South. Tampa Bay. I mean, if you got another good year out of Baker, do you think you would put them ahead of the Cowboys?
Atlanta got top 10 in defense.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins, are they better with all the skill that they have? They have the runner, the tight end. They have some legitimate
Drake London at receiver.
They have some legitimate receivers. Now have a quarterback with a top 10 defense from last year. They might be better than the Cowboys.
Atlanta has a chance to maybe be better.
Could see it. Yeah, you make a great case for him, Brian. In the West, the Niners and the Rams,
yes.
But not the Seahawks or Arizona.
I put Seattle as a yes.
Okay,
really? You put Seattle ahead of them?
Yeah, I put San Francisco, Rams, and Seattle as a yes.
So that means you'd have the Cowboys as the 7th or 8th best team, depending on what happens with Atlanta.
Yeah.
I think I'd have them as the 6th or 7th best. Yeah. Wolchuk, do you follow?
Yeah, Rams are interesting. I still think I would put them ahead of them. The loss of Aaron Donald's big, though. I mean, that was their best defensive player. How do they replace that? But, yeah, I would say I trust their quarterback head coach combo. They've won a Super Bowl together. I love Sean McVay, so I feel like they'll be able to find a way to overcome that loss.
Interesting. Rams set at 8.5 for their win total right now.
Cowboys are at 10 on that, right?
Cowboys are at 10, yes.
That would be a really smart bet. I mean, Sean McVay's had a one losing season ever as the head coach of the Rams. He finds a way usually to get at least 9 wins.
Taking a look at the text over here, 817. Hi, I'm Steven, and I met Travis Jankowski, 7-Eleven, last night.
Nice.
No one knew who he was except me. Stand-up guy. Made my day. Let's go, Rangers. Not only a stand-up guy, but also a glue guy, Chief.
100%
well documented.
Yes.
Glue guy.
You need guys like that. And he was maybe the one seed for best clubhouse interaction that we got to have in spring training this year.
Yes. He is just such a gem.
He is. He's a badass. He's got a good sense of humor.
An absolute treat. okay, the 785, the rest of the Tampa Bay roster is better than ours. If that's the case, I don't know how much better Dak is than Baker Mayfield. You know, maybe 5%, maybe 10%, but, you know, that's probably a dead heat if that's the case. The 972 suggests the Giants could be better. Scratching my head looking at that thing, I just do not believe there's enough quality. I think it hit rock bottom. I think the team has to have lost faith in the quarterback at this point. Like, I would be stunned.
Well, they did. John Mara, who is the owner of the team, came out and said, listen, if they tell me at 6 there's a quarterback there that we need to take or we need to trade up to get a quarterback, I'm all about doing that. So, yes, they have no confidence in Daniel Jones right now.
All righty. At 877-881-1053, if you would like to join that conversation, we'd love to have you. Please leave your name and city you're texting from. We'll make you famous. We're better than the Rams, in my opinion, says the 214, especially without Aaron Donald. We'll have to see how that whole thing comes together. But the last couple of years post-championship, they've taken a step back. They didn't have the picks, but I think they're ready to reemerge looking at how it finished in the second half last year.
Yeah, offensively, they are. I mean, their defense is probably going to have some serious questions, but and we'll see what they obviously do in the draft. But offensively, right now, today, that would be the best unit on the field. But if the Cowboys and the Rams are playing and you're stacking up unit to unit, the Rams offense is the one seed, probably by quite a large gap.
Okay, 682, would you guys be okay with trading Dak, run Trey Lance for a year, and if it doesn't work out, then draft a quarterback? I think we all would be okay with that.
Yeah.
Considering where we are now, I think you're looking down the barrel of two so-so rebuilding years, and I think you could make the most out of that 2 years by trading Dak. I don't know what you could get for him, you know, but I assume it's at least 1-1 if there was a quarterback needy team, but... Are there those teams still?
We're trying to figure that out. We were talking about it in the break room there with how many teams could you trade him to. With teams now in the hunt of trying to find a quarterback, we were looking at some other possibilities.
Well, and you have to keep in mind that he has to sign off on any trade.
Sure, right. He absolutely does.
And in this world, we would. And Dak, I think maybe, you know, you can talk with him, and if you find a team that he'd be willing to go to. I mean, it seems like everybody believes, the Adam Schefters of the world, that he's going to have a very competitive market. Like, there's not going to be a shortage of teams that are interested in him were he become a free agent.
Agree 100%. That's guaranteed.
So I think that, I think that you'd be looking at these teams like New England and the Giants.
Okay, if New England grabs their quarterback, they're out, right?
If they do, like, we're talking next year for free agency, or are we talking right now for a trade?
Oh, for a trade. I see what you're saying.
Because if you're New England right now, I mean, I'm looking at maybe do I want to move back from 3. So, yeah, I'd be all open. That tells me maybe they don't love any of these quarterbacks. So I'd be open to trading for Dak Prescott.
I don't know if you guys are interested or not. I'd call Minnesota.
Minnesota, sure. Denver, if you know Sean Payton likes Dak.
Yeah.
Las Vegas.
Yeah. I'd call teams early in the draft if I could, try and get that one, and then – because I'm probably not going to get more than that. Maybe a 2 or a 3, maybe another 4. But give me the early picks on that if I can. I'm not interested in trading somebody to the back end.
Yeah, because that would be the smart move. If the Cowboys really are looking at this and they're kind of thinking, I don't know if Dak's the guy, and certainly having your roster be not as good and wanting him to win with less, we know how that's going to go.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be doing that if you legitimately want to win, especially with Dak. But that's the best thing to do. You don't let them go into the free agent market, and then at best you get a 3rd-round comp pick. Well, you make the trade.
They might feel like that they can be competitive with somebody bidding for Dak, that Dak wants to be here that bad that they can negotiate a deal.
I was going to ask you guys that. Like, I wouldn't be that worried if I'm the Cowboys. Like, looking at what Kirk Cousins and Baker Mayfield got, if somebody wants to go over $60 million for you, I would be surprised.
Yeah. I would too.
I don't think that market is out there for him. So I think the player actually might come back to you, and what you are offering could prove to be the biggest deal. That's the way I would treat it. And if we lose and we're wrong, fine. We lost the player.
We're not going anywhere. We're not.
We can replace
fired.
It with Kirk Cousins. Yeah. He'll be a free agent again in 2 years. Yeah. And we'll get him for about 2/3 of that cost for essentially the same player. There's much better ways to manage this. I think the deal is, though, what's going to happen, the Cowboys will be around 500 for most of the season, just like they were in 11, 12, and 13. We'll blame the coach. We'll blame the lack of a running game. Dak is going to light up bad teams and score 40 a couple of games. We'll be like, see, that's them. We just need them to play like that more often. Then we're going to get to the end of the year. They'll either be a wild card team or barely out of it and be like, wow, what a ride, you know, and how disappointed we are at the end. But throughout the season, it is going to be very captivating to see if they can still make the playoffs with these guys. And Jerry knows, as long as I have the same stars, the majority of fans are going to think we're basically the same team. They don't know that losing Biotish and Dorrance Armstrong and, you know, Stephon Gilmore is going to break the back of this team as far as being a contender.
Yeah, I think something that Nick Harris said earlier is very interesting, and I haven't heard anybody say that Dallas could get into the November and start to maybe negotiate this deal. That they could, yeah. They could, you know. That,
yes, I don't think they're going to let it get to open free agency next March.
I'd be surprised. And look, if Dak really does want to be here,
yeah,
then sure. Then they probably don't have to worry a ton about him leaving if indeed he wants to be here and he just had a child. That could possibly be something. If I were Dak, I would definitely go ahead and flirt with other teams and say, go bleep yourself.
Yeah. If he wants to win a championship, yes. I just don't know that robust of a market is out there for him. And the other problem is, you can't just pick a team that's got a better chance of winning a Super Bowl for you. You're going to the highest bidder.
Yeah.
So is a highest bidder out there? Maybe.
I think there will be a team.
Is there a team better equipped at getting you to a Super Bowl? Probably not if they have all those that cap space and no quarterback. You know, maybe if like Matthew Stafford retired from the Rams.
Yeah.
You know,
we talked about that when the Rams being a team.
The Rams.
I got a better chance.
New Orleans with Derek Carr. I think there's, I mean, look what Cleveland did with Deshaun Watson, gave him a fully guaranteed deal. I think it just shows you how desperate these teams are. And I think other fan bases and other teams probably would appreciate a Dak Prescott way more than we do right now.
So both Nick Harris and an NFL former GM have the Longhorns running back going to the Cowboys here in their latest mock drafts in round one.
Round two, probably. We talked about that on the draft show today. Everything is lining up for the Dallas Cowboys to make this selection. Dr. Cooper did his surgery. He's a 30-visit guy. Your offensive coordinator went to Austin, had dinner with him. You know, they're going to bring him in, like I say, for the 30. They're going to recheck him at the medical rechecks. This is lining up for them to take this guy in the second round.
Yeah. A lot of the dots are aligning. I think Tannenbaum had him taking Byron Murphy,
okay,
the Texas defensive tackle,
in the first round,
which would be interesting.
See, man, this is where Mike doesn't know your team because they need a one more than they need a three. You know, I mean, the guy Murphy. If you're thinking best available player, yeah, but I don't see them taking a three technique. You know, at 24, I just don't.
All righty. Best group in the defense now, guys. We go to Blogging the Boys. They select secondary. I would say still defensive line. If you're looking at Micah Parsons as a defensive lineman with Tank and Osa, that's and Sam Williams coming along, I think you have a good blend of youth and ability. But, you know, in the secondary, I think it's interesting because you have what you had. We're changing over to the Mike Zimmer system. Wanye Thomas and Eric Scott. You know, you talk about that two to three year bump. Are we going to see something materialize that could get us excited about that second?
Okay, what you got to think about with Mike is interchangeable safeties, and you can't be a dumb guy playing back there. You know, and then think about the safety play too, because it sounds like you're going to get Marquise Bell playing safety again.
Yeah, like I'm excited about Wanye Thomas and Marquise Bell. Yeah. How do they look? Because Donovan Wilson is not interchangeable.
Yes.
You know what Donovan Wilson is. That's a true strong that you want run support. You don't want him on an island playing single high safety in coverage.
Yeah.
He's not good at that.
Interchangeable. I don't think they're going to take any corners that are under 5'11". That's another one I don't think Mike wants to deal with. And, you know, and I'll say this about his defense, about his linebackers. You know, he wants size at linebacker. The problem is, though, if you're a short linebacker, though, you better have elite smarts with Mike.
Mm-hmm.
You better have that elite, you know, that win kind of ability to see it and go. That's a big thing for Mike right there.
Which I do think Jeremiah Trotter Jr., who's probably the best of the short linebackers, he's got that.
But you better have the elite smarts if you're a short linebacker.
Okay, and then to wrap up here, the C-note, Cowboys news of the evening. Speaking of linebacker, we go to John Mashota's updated list here of the best remaining free agents. Gilmore still number one. I think the ship has probably sailed on that one because projections say he's going to still get a pretty nice payday. Zach Cunningham, the linebacker, though, played last year in Philadelphia, 1 year, $1.8 million, 29 years old, 13 games, started 10 for Philly, and finished third on the tackle team in tackles with 85. You have Kendricks, Clark, Overshown. Do you need a washed-up veteran who, you know, knows the scheme and can be in position, even though he might not have the physical ability to do it at anything more than a replacement level? I don't think so, but that's probably the lane the Cowboys are operating in right now. Linval Joseph, the defensive tackle, did 1 year, $1.5 mil with the Bills last season. You've mentioned Tart, the defensive tackle, the 26-year-old, split time between Houston and Tennessee last year. Dalvin Cook, J.K. Dobbins, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, probably don't want that one, but some interesting names in there at least. Odell Beckham Jr. working out with Miami this week, and Andres Pete there, the offensive lineman. Those are some of your best remaining NFL free agents. It's time now for the top 10 at 420. Well, Chuck, where are you taking us?
Well, we've certainly been very, very excited about the rumors of Happy Gilmore 2. And last week we got texted, okay, why don't you do a top 10 Adam Sandler movie list? So I'm obliging. What's your favorite Adam Sandler movie? That's next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Here he is, Zach with an H. You're Wooly Bully.
Man, this is awesome. According to Brittany Mahomes, Patrick is still eating 10 ice creams a night as he is still enjoying his Super Bowl win. Now, I don't know if that's like ice cream sandwiches, pints of ice cream, drumsticks, maybe all of the above, but 10 ice creams a night for our guy Patrick.
How long ago did you see this?
27 seconds ago.
Are you getting ball sacked?
I don't think so. It is from an aggregator account, so it's possible.
Would you rather him like...
But this is not one that
it's
usually...
It's got to be... You know what?
This isn't one that usually ball sacks. Now, she could be...
10 ice creams or 10 beers.
This is
maybe both. It's got to be the like handheld, like drumsticks, ice cream sandwiches.
It's the Snickers ice cream. It's what it is. The one seed for all handheld, you know, out of the gas station, out of the vending machine.
It's that type of ice cream for sure. Like those ice cream bars.
It's what it is.
That drumstick is a. That drumstick's a.
Yeah, I mean, but it's something like that where it's you can put it down pretty easily.
No, that's even more than Dawson over there.
What do you think he's weighing then? I mean, if you're doing 10 of those a night,
that's still. He was at the basketball game the other day. He didn't look bad.
They got to be two.
So I'm sitting close.
Well, he hasn't set a high bar for himself.
He's embracing.
You know what I mean? So, like, that helps.
Yeah.
He's a little bit pear-shaped. Just is what it is.
You know, I don't think he's going to come out like Hefty Lefty anytime soon, but.
I'm proud of him. I think that's awesome. Good for you, bro. Go ahead and eat your ice cream.
Leaning all the way in.
I love it.
Yeah, because he does the 817 is always on cue. Shout out to the 817, who anytime the word Mahomes gets mentioned on the air, at least for our show, he gets like a buzz on his phone. And it's like, oh, they're talking about Mahomes again.
Oh, my gosh.
He calls
they're gushing.
It's a C fest. It's always a C fest.
Oh, yay. Who doesn't like Patrick Mahomes? He's the best quarterback in the league.
Yeah, 100%. And, like, physically, he's gotten by, even though he doesn't look like he's a species man. He clearly works like he is. The flexibility, all that stuff is very evidently there. And so when he's getting, like, back-bended and rolled up on in a way in the pocket versus the Ravens, where every other quarterback probably has a serious lower extremity injury, he's used to back-bending and being all flexible and being tackled and put in weird
awkward positions. And I learned that from the Quarterback Netflix show.
Yep, it was a great show.
28 years old. He can only do this for a couple of more years. This might be the training camp where he's like, oh, crap, I can't let myself go, because that requires the core strength, right? You add a pony keg on top of the core strength and the mobility is significantly reduced. That play where it was the AFC title game where he like puts a hand in the ground and like does a rodeo yes. move of some kind to get his legs out of the way.
Yes, it's crazy. Dude. He looks like he's about to be pinned backwards. And yeah. he's unbelievable the way he can contort his body like that. Now, 505 saying ice cream, definitely mom, dad code word for beer in front of the kid. Maybe she is referring to the beers.
That's
the Mahomes. He's not shying away from beer talk. Okay,
no.
He's advertising Coors and Yellow Bellies on television. Yeah. He's very open about his love for the Coors.
Yeah,
it's a little wink. Hey,
not a bad love to have.
But I'm proud of him. I think that's awesome. But yeah, all of the collectors are going ahead and sharing this now. He's eating 10 ice creams a night. I do think it might be mini drumsticks. We have a picture of one. That it looks like Brittany is holding toward. And this looks pretty bite-sized.
I need to see this, dude.
This looks very, very bite-sized.
I need to see this.
You could easily put down 10 of these things.
Somebody is saying that they are minis of some sort.
Bonbons or those Toll House mini ice cream sandwiches are awesome. You get this box of it. It's not the full-size one you get at the gas station, but they're little tiny ones. They're like chocolate chip cookie sliders. Bro.
Yeah.
It's
like it looks like you can easily attend this. And no, I get it, 585. Being the best quarterback in the league does not make you universally liked. Not everybody liked Manning or Brady, but Mahomes is a Texas kid. I think he's very likable.
He's much more likable.
Yeah. I mean, I think the majority of people polled like Patrick Mahomes.
I'm glad that she specified the nighttime ice creams, because that's always when the hankering hits.
Oh, it hits.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Oh, give me some chips. Give me a little nighttime bowl of cereal, all that good stuff.
I mean,
stuff.
You can go all day just dialed, eating exactly what you're supposed to eat, doing your thing, and then all of a sudden that sun sets.
There's
the house
a bowl of Frosted Flakes.
Quieting down a little bit.
Oh, it's so bad. That's where I've made my worst decisions.
Yeah, it's just you and your bad decisions.
That's where I'm like, soda, save me now. Or maybe just go to bed.
Next thing you know, it's a full Domino's pizza and full Domino's cookie pizza.
You never know.
You just never know what
you never know what could happen. It's just it's insane. Here's a whole bag of chips that's gone. Or I used to be taking whole thing of ice cream, spoon to the ice cream,
half gallon.
That is crazy.
Yeah, it was. Oh, it was great.
I've been getting back into the Klondike bars.
Oh, have you? Those are always good.
I feel like they've gone and enhanced the cookies and cream experience there in your novelty section where. For a long time, it was like some weird imitation Oreo flavor in a lot of those. Now they're actually packing a real cookie in, doing it with a more premium ice cream. We're in a golden era.
We are. John Gray apparently had been scheduled to pitch today. Rangers are already done. They did not win in their final exhibition game, 4-1. Yep, Boston knocks off the Rangers. Next time we see him, though, Thursday, it's going to be for real. But John Gray didn't pitch. He had a little stiff neck. Slightly stiff neck is the report. He's going to throw a bullpen tomorrow. Apparently, it's not going to impact his scheduled first start of the season, although we're not sure when that's going to be yet. So we'll see what ends up happening with John Gray. Hopefully, that neck feels better tomorrow. We can get him back on the mound very, very quickly. Let's get into it, though. The top 10 Adam Sandler movies in honor of probably his best, according to a lot of people, Happy Gilmore 2, that is in the works. And we'll have more details a little bit later. Now, one guy who is wanting his fellow Texas golfer, Will Zalatoris, to be part of this movie. Because Will Zalatoris does look like one of the characters in Happy Gilmore.
Yes.
He was on with Kay Adams earlier, and he said, like, yeah, I think he'd be a good sport. He would do this. But Jordan Spieth also talking about being a Cowboys fan, and he's just one of us.
Is it like a different offseason in that you're not having much optimism about the Cowboys? I can't imagine Cowboys fans are very like, let's go rah-rah right now.
Well, I guess we'll just have to see how we draft, because we're in that lull in between free agency where not a whole lot was done and then the draft. So being a Cowboys fan is tough, but you know, we stick together and maybe someday it'll be worth it.
The defeat in his voice and the emphasis of, we'll just have to see how we draft. It's all about the draft. It is. It's draft. We won't do anything else, but we're just going to draft. Now we have so many damn holes, I don't know if they can fill them all in one draft. I feel for you, Will McClay, in the scouting department. You guys keep doing the Lord's work over there. If it weren't for you, this team would be totally bleeped. All right, top 10 Adam Sandler movies. 785, Big Daddy, Happy Gilmore, Billy Madison, top three, all classics. We got some love for Click. We got some love for Waterboy, The Wedding Singer. Let's go out into the pimp cup there, filling in for Lucius Alexander.
Topher.
My fellow Plano Wildcat. How's it going, Mr. Strong? Where are you going?
Good. I feel like we have to give a shout-out to Uncut Gems. Like, okay. Sandler kind of went, like, the serious route on that one, sports better degenerate kind of. It was a great one.
It was a fantastic movie. That definitely is one where it's like, I saw it once. I was glad I saw it. I enjoyed it. I don't know if my heart could take watching it a second time.
No, that's not a rewatch. Yeah.
It hurt for sure. Yeah, but that's my top five for Sandler for sure. Okay.
You know, I think I could make room for that in my top five. But I think there are clearly four that anybody must have in their top five Adam Sandler movies. And then if you want to add a fifth, whatever you want to do, I find with me Grown Ups, Anger Management. But it's Waterboy, it's Happy Gilmore. In no particular order, you can go 1-2-2-1 on that. You got Billy Madison and The Wedding Singer.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, those are good ones.
It's all slapstick SNL comedy when I'm thinking about Sandler.
Me too.
And then any attempts for drama or serious movies, I might appreciate the movie or not, but that's Sandler's lane.
Like the Hustle. Like you Hustle like the basketball
was,
yes. Hustle.
I didn't like that. Hustle's honorable mention.
That might be my fifth.
He's done a nice job stretching himself a little bit and coming out of the slapstick thing. But whenever I think of Adam Sandler, I think of the slapstick, and it's amazing. I've always found him to be extremely funny. So for the most part, I think the only one I didn't really get, maybe I need to rewatch it now a bit older, is Little Nicky.
Little Nicky's good.
That wasn't one that I was able to grab a hold of.
I liked Little Nicky.
Might need to circle back on it. And then I have to be vulnerable and honest and open with you guys. I'm not happy to admit this, but as a rom-com lover, I've never seen The Wedding Singer.
Oh, The Wedding Singer. Yeah.
I'm going to have to dip back into that one. But Gilmore, Deeds, Waterboy, Anger Management, Big Daddy.
Deedsy.
Billy
Deeds
Madison.
Deeds is fantastic. Billy Madison. Eight Crazy Nights got texted in. That's also an honorable mention. It's really, really good. That's on here.
He actually has a nice little moment in the movie The Hot Chick, if you guys remember that
one. The Hot Chick was down here on the list.
It was?
It was. He made an appearance in that. Absolutely.
He also apparently was in Shakes the Clown, which is a classic with Bobcat from like 89.
Wow. Okay.
Cult classic. Cracked me up. I never recognized Sandler in it back in the day, or at least I don't remember.
Adam Sandler, final honorable mentions, I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry.
Ooh,
which is pretty fantastic.
That is so funny,
dude. Shout out to Jessica Biel in that movie.
Yeah, that's really dang good. Wait, so that's Outside Looking In?
That's 13.
Oh, my gosh.
Another one that I think is one of the most underrated comedies of all time. People never talk about it, but it's hilarious. Adam Sandler, Jack Nicholson, Marissa Tomei, Anger Management.
Yes, dude. Anger Management's wonderful.
Oh, Goose, Fraba.
Longest Yard?
Longest Yard, I was going to say
Longest Yard is in the top 10.
That's epic, dude. He's got a damn good catalog.
He has way more than I thought, so that's why we Okay, so 682 said, have you mentioned Click? I think Click is a top 10 Sandler movie. The drama, emotional feel, but also funny that comes along with Click is great, but it's 11. It's just on the outside looking in.
It's a good
but
movie.
Click is really good.
Okay, Beckinsale.
Yeah. Man, you go through, if we did like all-time on-screen wives.
Yes. Adam Sandler always gives
Sandler
himself
Sandler,
the dime.
Yeah, he does. I think he's pretty much been on-screen married to everybody. Just Here's Go With It is number 10.
Selma Hayek, he gets
Jennifer Aniston, Drew Barrymore, Queen Latifah, somebody texting because of Hustle, Beckinsale.
Who's the actress that in Happy Gilmore that he ends up, basically
his
love interest? Who
is
that lady?
Bowen?
I don't know who that lady
is. Name?
But when he has that dream where she's got like all the beer jugs and...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's fantastic.
Oh, my gosh. Hard
to I think we had a Paige Spierinak that's trying out for that character. I think she put that out there on her social media. She's like, hey, in the remake, if you need that, I can fulfill
that.
If
you guys are having any sort of fantasies here, let me be that.
Number 10 is Just Go With It. Number 9 is Grown Ups.
Julie Bowen?
Yeah, it is
Julie Bowen. Okay, you nailed it. Good pull, wow. Chuck.
She is the friend listening to Endless Love in the Dark, I believe, on the ice skating rink.
8 is Longest Yard.
She looked really good back then. Wow.
Yeah, she was. I mean, that was prime.
1996.
That was prime right there.
Yep. Just Go With It being in the top 10.
I think that's
bull.
Just Go With It. I didn't think it was okay. You know,
Frances Bay still had it going on a little bit there, Granny. The older lady, don't you think? Wolchuk,
big deal. You know that it is. 8 was The Longest Yard, which I did think the remake was good, and I like the fact that they put Burt Reynolds in it as well.
Yes.
7, Mr. Pappy. Deeds. I thought Mr. Deeds could be higher.
Mr. Deeds
is great.
So good, dude.
6 is The Wedding Singer, with Drew Barrymore, and it's a good movie.
Good movie.
50 First Dates.
Yeah. 50 First Dates was good, man.
Yeah.
That's one you saw?
That was actually one I saw, yes.
Let's go.
I red flagged that. It was an obvious rom-com.
It is an obvious rom-com. But it's pretty damn
funny.
There's
no way
it takes place in Hawaii
this.
Or something
yes.
like that? Okay.
Yes.
I remember that. Okay.
Good. Yeah, it was Rudy's.
It's the
in
waffles.
There.
Remember the waffles? The waffles. Making the waffles with the yep. toothpicks. And
yep. Man, it's a great movie.
So Four. Sweet, huh?
It yeah. is. It's very sweet.
Very yeah. sweet.
Four is Big Daddy.
Yeah, dude, that is.
Big Daddy's really good. Three is The Waterboy.
It's nice. I'll accept it.
I love The Waterboy. That could be my one personal fave. It's me, Roberto, your daddy. Number two, Billy Madison.
Yeah.
Which is classic. But number one, best Adam Sandler movie, and the reason we're doing this damn list, is Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore.
I'm so happy. I looked up a list earlier today when I knew we were going to do this, and I saw a couple of lists. I was like, man, this is a bad list. They better not put Waterboy anything or Gilmore anything but number one.
Yeah.
So nice job, Old Chuck.
You know what we also need to mention here is a new one that I've seen over the last couple of months on Netflix, a movie called Leo. It's an animated movie where he voices an aging reptile, like a some level of like lizard.
This
in
is the
this
second
like
time
classroom.
We've talked lizards today, Brian. Earlier we talked about Rango, that Johnny yeah. Depp movie. That's
oh,
also Rango.
I thought you guys were talking about Taylor Heineke.
No, not the Green Lizard. Yeah, Hotel Transylvania. He also is a voice, does the voice of the main character in that one.
Leo is worth your time. It's Bill Burr and Adam Sandler voicing
that
like a turtle
fantastic.
and a lizard of sorts, and it's a really funny movie.
Thank you, Wolchuk. Top 10 every afternoon, 4:20 here in the G-Bag Nation. Now, when we come back, it's time for some more Cowboys talk. We'll get that to you next. And then at 5 o'clock, an edition of The Finest with Eric Chiafalo. What's next right here in the G-Bag Nation. Thanks, Chris, and for Lucius all week long. Here's Chief with one hell of a question for you.
All right, so if you're listening on the FM radio dial or the Odyssey app, I would highly encourage you to get over to the YouTube or the Twitch, twitch.tv/DallasFanCam. We will do our best to paint the picture, though, for the folks that are just within ear's reach. But I'm about to put something up on the fan cam, fellas, and would like to get y'all's thoughts on it. I believe this to be the most compromising position a man could ever find himself in. Took place over the weekend. How familiar are you guys with the term splatal?
Haven't heard it until now.
Okay. Broadus?
No.
Not a scouting term, huh?
Not splatal. A scouting term. Splatal.
I don't know what in the world that is. Yeah. Sounds provocative.
I'd like to introduce you to Nebraska Cornhusker wrestling monster Brock Hardy.
Oh, okay. I saw this.
What is it?
It's on where you're splayed out in
a
cradle.
It's a wrestling. Yeah.
It's a wrestling move.
It's a hold. Okay. It's a hold. Yeah.
Oh my goodness! Yeah. There it is on the screen.
Look at this poor lad.
Yeah.
Nebraska yeah. Cornhusker wrestler. This went as viral as anything can go over the weekend, and
Both legs are back over your shoulders, and you can't move anything because dude's got you in a submission hold. As soon as I sniffed that baby was getting locked in on me, I'm tapping.
Couldn't agree more, bro. I'm going, what is this guy doing maintaining this position?
Yeah.
Like, this has to be, I don't know how bad that hurts. I imagine Mr. Flexible Wrestler guy can probably hang in that position for a while.
Yeah.
But just the general embarrassment and vulnerability that comes with a position like this. And shout out to ESPN, who was the one that was televising
this. They were broadcasting the thing the whole
time. And they didn't pivot from this angle.
Yeah.
This is the angle you got for the entire duration of this splatal being performed, where this dude is being stretched from limb to limb.
Did we get
everything
an escape
is just
here?
Opened up. I'm sorry?
Did we get an escape?
I don't even know how exactly he ended up getting out of it or how long it took him. Because I've just been watching the still shot. I think like what Dawson said, this is an immediate tap out for any rational human being.
Got me.
Yeah. You got me. Boom, done. Where do I tap? Where do I quit?
I wonder if this guy escaped.
Where do I get off the grid here? This poor guy, Brock Hardy, and he seems to be a pretty good sport about it. but ESPN never pivoted, dude. They never pivoted. They didn't start jumping around. They didn't show fan reaction. They didn't show the coaches trying to coach him how to get out of a splaydle. I mean, I don't even know if there is technique on how to, I mean, are they working on these moves in practice here? Are they putting you in a splaydle position and asking you
to think it's a rare maneuver.
Get your way out of here? This feels like a rare maneuver.
It's a rare maneuver from what
I've been, you know, not in wrestling, but around it and seen a lot, and I've never seen this move.
Yeah, it looks like a position you would only get into if you're preparing for a rather uncomfortable medical procedure. You know, it's just totally unnecessary.
Colonoscopy.
I'd ban this move if I was part of the collegiate wrestling federation.
No, this is like a gyno situation here, Broadus. You know that. He was quoted as saying, Brock Hardy. He says, "I went back to the hotel room. I knew I had to wrestle in the next round, which they call the blood round." So he had more competing to do. He wasn't able to just go hang his head and walk of shame back to his hotel room, never to be seen again. He had to get back out on the mat. It's redemption time for Mr. Splaydle. And at the time, he says he had Instagram deleted, but he was like, "Should I download it again and just see what's going on?"
No.
Unfortunately, he did. Oh. He says it was everywhere. But it was good. I wrestled the rest of the tournament going, "I can't let that be the last thing. I gotta, in spite of the world, I gotta take third right now." And I believe he ended up doing that. He ended up taking third place, so kudos to him. But that is definitely not the headline of the story. It's the Splaydle scene round the world. He says it was kind of like that scene in Talladega Nights when Ricky Bobby flips and he's like, "Oh my gosh, we're in the air right now." Like, that's what was going through his mind as he was looking up into the heavens, wondering why his legs were spread in a way that he never imagined they would or could.
I could see why he would delete it Instagram, because just searching Brock Hardy video, there's at least two other videos online of him losing in, like, his competitor's most glorious moment ever. But Brock Hardy's a pretty big deal. He's, like, good enough that people are like, "Yeah, I just beat Brock Hardy." But he is taking L's all over X, dude. Like, not oh as the, this is definitely God. The worst L he's taken.
100%. This has to be. I can't fathom there being a much bigger L taken anywhere else in the world right now.
There's dads on X so stoked that their kid beat Brock Hardy, but didn't beat him like that.
Pretty insane. Yeah. Pretty insane. Now, if you want to become a not a Brock Hardy, but maybe a Brock Hard individual, if you want to be an alpha beast,
yeah,
for the small price of $18,000, you can go to Alpha Male Boot Camp.
Okay.
And
does this come with steroids for 90 days?
This consists of, I don't believe you're getting.
I'm not gonna work that hard, dude. Trust me. You know.
Yeah, no. Then this boot camp is not for you, then, Dawson.
Yeah.
This is for,
I need 3 days off between workouts.
This is for betas who want to go fraternity style, paying their way into admission to the Alpha Club.
Okay.
And this is just a little sample sound of what the Alpha Male boot camp looks like from a coaching standpoint. This is how they were greeted into the boot camp. This is basically hello for the 20 or so dudes who paid the $18,000 for this.
Look at each other. Look to your left and to your right. More than 60% will not be here Friday. I guarantee it. And I'll make sure you earn the right to be here every second. Because I see in your eyes that most of you don't belong here. And I'll be dead, and I'll take this knife off my waist and carve this tattoo off my hand before I let any show up here on Friday for the graduation. I see it in your eyes already. Your souls are mine.
Your bleeping souls are mine. I will do everything in my power to keep you from graduating this BS alpha male boot camp that you paid $18,000 for.
There are three types of people in this world.
You won't survive the next 72 hours if I have anything to say about it. 3-day boot camp, the MDK project, the modern day night project is what they are deeming this. Wow. This is like alpha male influencers, I guess, and you pay them like close to 20 grand so that you can be a part of this. The Modern Day Night Project, 75-hour personal growth experience for men. who want to live a life filled with fulfillment, purpose, financial freedom, and have a deep, loving relationship with their families. And we will hose you down with a fire hose. We will throw you into cold waters. We will wake you out of your sleep. We will tie you to train tracks and imagine a train is coming. I don't know. There's weird, crazy videos of what these schmoes are doing. They're carrying their teammates on their shoulders in the sand and just being humiliated by their coaches on the way, being called p-words and whatnot.
I like the Aaron Rodgers plan more.
The darkness retreat and the ayahuasca
tripping experience.
Yeah, give me that.
You'd rather go trip balls in the dark for 3 days than do this?
Just puking and pooping your brains out.
I did that already. It's called college football in the 80s. It wasn't fun. they made us breathe like across the street was the veterinarian school, and they'd get rid of the animals, and that smell would be in the air. And we had the Exxon plant on the river that was pumping stuff in the air. We used to breathe that air. They didn't care about us. I lost 18 pounds in a practice one time. They didn't care about you. And, I feel sorry for this gentleman, but the player died at Auburn in 1983, and it saved a lot of college football players in the South. That gentleman sacrificed for the rest of us.
That was your alpha male experience.
That's what it was. They did not care. There's a time for football players. They did not care about you and about your well-being.
This looks like one of those camps that, like, rich alpha dads send their beta sons to because they're just so disgusted. They drop 20 grand to, like, make a man out of you because you've just been D-ing off. You're 25 years old, barely have a job. You know, he wasn't around to actually parent you or, you know, help you become a badass in your teenage years, and he's feeling guilty about it, so he's going to drop 20 grand.
469, does he go home to Starla every night? It's a great question, 469. You definitely don't want a roundhouse kick to the face where he's wearing those bad boys. You can forget about that.
Yeah, he'd tear your ass up, dude. It looks terrifying.
Sign up now for my 3-day program.
I'll sign up now for another edition of The Finest. What's the subject matter like today?
Okay, the first true Gen Z quarterback has arrived, and I don't know if the NFL is ready for him. That's next year in the nation.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.